Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Event Planning Management and Marketing for Successful Events by Alex Genedinic, is a practical business guide focused on designing event series that can produce revenue and support broader business goals. Rather than treating events as isolated occasions, the book frames them as repeatable systems that require planning, promotion, and management before they become profitable. Its scope sits between Event Planning Manual and Marketing Handbook, with a strong emphasis on how attendance grows, how events can be monetized, and how organizers can create a structure that works even if they have limited experience. The book also reflects the author's entrepreneurial background, which gives it a commercial orientation rather than a purely logistical one. Readers who want to understand both the operational side of events and the marketing side will find it especially relevant, since the book is built around turning events into a sustainable activity instead of a one-time effort. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, event marketing is treated as the main driver of attendance and revenue. The central emphasis of the book is not just on organizing events, but on getting people to attend them consistently. That makes marketing the book's most important dimension, because an event series only works if it can attract a growing audience. The author repeatedly frames marketing as the mechanism that turns an event from a private gathering into a business asset. This matters because many event guides focus first on logistics, while this one starts from the problem of demand generation. The practical implication is that organizers must think about positioning, promotion, and audience growth early, not after the event is already built. By placing marketing ahead of everything else, the book encourages readers to design events around a clear value proposition and a repeatable promotional process. That approach is especially useful for entrepreneurs who need events to generate leads, visibility, or direct income rather than just provide a one-time experience. Secondly, the book connects event planning with business design, not just coordination. A notable feature of the book is that it treats event planning as part of a broader business model. The goal is not merely to coordinate speakers, venues, or schedules, but to create an event series that can function as either a primary business or a support channel for another business. This framing changes how readers think about planning, because every decision becomes tied to outcomes such as revenue, repeat attendance, and business exposure. In this sense, planning is presented as a strategic discipline rather than an administrative one. The book also appears to encourage niche focus, suggesting that organizers can do better by targeting a market with strong spending potential instead of trying to appeal to everyone. That business-first perspective is important because it helps readers understand why some events scale while others remain hobby projects. The value of the book lies in showing that planning and commercial positioning are inseparable. Thirdly, it emphasizes a before, during, and after structure for event execution. The book stresses that successful events depend on a solid plan covering what happens before, during, and after the event itself. This is a useful framework because event outcomes are not determined only on the day of the gathering. Before the event, organizers need preparation, promotion, and logistical readiness. During the event, they must deliver smoothly enough that attendees remain engaged and satisfied. After the event, follow-up helps preserve momentum, encourage return attendance, and build word of mouth. By structuring the process in three phases, the book avoids a common mistake in event advice, which is to treat the event date as the entire project. This lifecycle approach also reinforces repeatability, since a series can only improve if each round informs the next. The book's practical strength is that it turns event management into a sequence of manageable steps rather than a vague creative challenge, which should help first-time planners reduce avoidable errors. Fourthly, a 7-day checklist makes the planning process more accessible for beginners. One of the book's most concrete tools is a 7-day event planning checklist intended to help even first-time organizers build a professional plan. This is significant because many event books assume a level of prior knowledge that beginners do not have. A checklist format makes the process easier to follow, especially for readers who need structure more than theory. It also reflects the book's practical orientation. Instead of offering abstract advice alone, it provides a framework that can be applied quickly. The time-bound checklist suggests that the author wants readers to move from intention to execution without getting lost in over-planning. For small events, startup promotions, or first-time workshops, this kind of scaffold can be especially helpful. Its value lies less in being exhaustive than in being usable. In a category where advice can become broad and inspirational, this tool gives the book a more operational character and helps readers translate concepts into action. Lastly, the book treats management as the key to retention and word of mouth. Beyond marketing and planning, the book gives serious attention to event management, which it presents as essential for keeping attendees engaged and bringing them back. Management here is not just about controlling logistics. It is about creating conditions that make people want to return and invite others. That focus is important because sustainable event series depend on retention, not just initial turnout. Good management supports attendee satisfaction, reduces friction, and helps an event build a reputation over time. The book's logic is that a well-managed event is more likely to grow naturally through repeat visitors and referrals, which are often more valuable than one-time promotional spikes. This makes management a growth tool as much as an operational one. Compared with books that separate marketing from delivery, this one ties them together, showing that promotion only works long-term if the event experience itself is strong. That integrated perspective gives the book practical depth and distinguishes it from narrower event planning manuals. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring event planners, entrepreneurs, coaches, workshop hosts, and small business owners who want events to do more than simply run smoothly. Readers looking for a practical introduction to event-based business will benefit from its focus on promotion, repeatable planning, and attendee retention. It is especially useful for people who want to build an event series rather than organize a single occasion, because the book consistently returns to the question of how events can generate revenue or business exposure over time. Compared with many books in the event planning category, its main distinction is its strong commercial orientation. It does not stop at logistics or etiquette. It connects planning to marketing and management in a way that reflects real business use cases. The 7-day checklist also makes it more accessible than many broader guides, since it gives beginners a concrete starting point. For readers who want a concise business-minded framework for creating and growing events, this book offers a focused and usable approach. If you would like to support Alex Genedinic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.